Welcome to the first episode of Shine Buzz. I'm so glad that you're joining me. Now today we're going to talk about how to move on, let go, and leave your past in the past. Why are we talking about that? Well, it seemed appropriate because today is the first day of a whole new chapter for me and for us as a community. So what do you say? Let's catch a Shine Buzz. If you're here watching this video, chances are that you've been through some kind of personal pain. And in most of our cases, that's because we went through a toxic relationship of some sort, and now we're on the other side of it, or we're on our way to getting there. If we're being honest, most adults have probably experienced some sort of emotional pain. The fact is, we've all been hurt. But what it comes down to is, do you choose to continue to hold on to that pain and live with it and make it part of your life? Or do you choose to release it and move forward and let go? Are you ready to get back to living life? Are you ready to create the life that you want? Or would you rather stay stuck and just ruminate about this forever? If you're anything like me, you'd rather move on and not stay stuck. It doesn't feel good to stay stuck. But how do you let go of the past? How do you start to live again without falling back into old habits? How do you start to create the life that you want? Well, like I said, it starts with letting go of what happened before and focusing on moving forward. It doesn't mean you're forgetting it. It doesn't mean you even have to technically forgive it. Call it whatever you want. You have to release it. A lot of us can say the reason that we experienced the kind of pain that we did is because someone in our life inflicted that pain on us. And we wouldn't be lying if we said that. But at this point, as you're moving forward, you're going to want to come to terms with a couple of things. If we stay focused on the fact that someone treated us badly, or we stay stuck in victim mentality, we're just going to stay stuck in misery. The problem with staying stuck in misery and staying stuck in the victim role is that it leaves us powerless. While it might resolve us of responsibility, it also takes away our ability to really affect change as we go forward. It's important that we embrace our power here. We don't want to give our power away anymore. Now, don't beat yourself up if you did it in a toxic relationship. I did it too. We didn't know then what we know now. As Maya Angelou said, you have to forgive yourself for what you didn't know when you didn't know it. So one of the first things that you can do to sort of move in the right direction of letting go of your past and moving forward involves a certain amount of forgiveness. It doesn't mean you forgive someone who hurt you by saying, oh, you're forgiven, it's over, cool, let's hang out. Nothing like that. In this case, we're going to be saying, I don't agree with what you did, and I'm choosing to release you anyway. You have to remember that forgiveness is not about weakness. It's not about giving that person a break. It's about saying, I am angry and hurt and I don't agree with what you did, but I'm going to let go of it so that I can have joy in my life again, so I can feel good again, so I can feel happy. It's a way of letting something go. But more importantly, forgiving yourself in this case for not knowing what you didn't know, or for letting yourself be treated a certain way, or for tolerating a certain type of behavior for too long, it's important that you give yourself a little grace, that you give yourself a break, that you tell yourself it's okay that you didn't know when you didn't know what you didn't know. If you're an empath like me, you may have a tendency to automatically assume that you're the problem, because if you are the problem, then guess what? You end up being able to solve the problem. Because if you can see yourself as the problem, then there's a way you can solve the problem. And in your experience with someone who was toxic, you didn't have that. You didn't have someone who was willing to change or grow. And so a lot of times, at least in my case, what you do is you end up going, well, maybe I'm the problem. And then I can change. You may have felt the same way at some time in your life. The person you were dealing with wouldn't change, so you thought to yourself, well, I can change. You might be mad at yourself for that now, but it's time for you to release that feeling and let go and forgive yourself. While maybe you could have affected something differently, maybe you could have acted different or said a better comeback or whatever, that's in the past now and you can't change it. What you can change is the future. You don't need to keep beating yourself up. The next thing you need to do is make a choice. Decide to let go of what happened before and to move forward with a fresh, clean slate. Stuff doesn't just go away on its own. If you just allow your feelings to just kind of fester and you don't do anything to create any change there, that's exactly what's going to happen. But if you choose, you set an intention and you decide, okay, I'm going to let this go, you have a much better chance of actually letting it go. When you make that choice consciously at the beginning of all of this, then you give yourself this special gift. And that is that you set the intention and you start to move your energy in that direction. If you don't set this intention, you might end up subconsciously sabotaging yourself or your goals. So recognize this. When you make a conscious decision to do that, to let go of it, you also acknowledge that you have a choice. You have a choice. You don't have to accept things as they are. You can just let go. So how do you do that? Well, it's a little harder than it sounds, but maybe easier done than you think. So one easy step you can take toward that is to stop going over all the details of your relationship. Stop rehashing everything. Every time that person pops into your head, you can make a conscious choice to not dwell on it. Make a conscious choice to not ruminate on it. And make a conscious choice to focus on something that you want rather than something that you don't. If you think about it, it's really empowering knowing that you actually do have a choice. You don't have to just accept whatever floats into your head. You can choose what you think about. That's part of intentional vibration management. The next thing you want to do, if you haven't already, is to take the time to actually feel the feelings that you struggled with. Now, most of you watching this video are already going to have done this. You will have taken the time to express your feelings, work through them, and move forward. But if you haven't done that yet, this is really important for moving forward. You've got to take the time to feel the feelings. You spent a lot of time in a relationship where you were not allowed to express yourself, and now it's time to do that. You can do this in a journal, or you can write a letter. I've talked about that in several videos where you write the letter to the person who hurt you, and I'll include a link in the description below to a video that walks you through that. Either way, get it out of your system. Let it all come out and feel the feelings as they flow through you. Become an active participant in your own life. Think about how you want to go moving forward. Don't let your pain become who you are. At the same time, don't deny what happened. Recognize it. Acknowledge the pain. Acknowledge the trouble. Acknowledge the lessons that you learned and move forward. Don't pretend it didn't happen. Now, if you're watching this video, chances are you may have taken the time already to go through the process and understand everything you've been through. Now it's time for you to acknowledge what you understand and move on from it. Once you've worked through everything, rather than focus on what you worked through and continuing to, say, watch narcissism videos, or focus on things that you have no control of, focus on what you can control. Later this week, we're going to talk about self-talk, and this is going to really help you with this part of it. Remember that while your past does contribute to who you are today, it doesn't have to define you. You get to be who you feel you want to be. You get to choose who you want to be, and you start doing that by creating an intention, by deciding, I want to be a happy, carefree person, or I want to be someone who, you know, plays tennis every morning, or whatever it is for you. Decide who you want to be and start being that. And you don't want to be as general as just happy and carefree. You want to get a lot more specific than that, and we'll talk about that in a future video as well. Now, sometimes you might find yourself resistant to letting go of the past, moving on with your future. But if that's the case for you, ask yourself why. Maybe you're just not ready to move forward. Maybe you need a little more time to lick your wounds and heal. Sometimes, though, we hold on to the past because it serves us as an excuse to not move forward. Sometimes we unconsciously hold on to the pain of the past to protect ourselves from getting hurt again. If you're really ready to move forward, you will feel it in your soul. And if you're not, find out why. Really think about it. What are you holding on to and why are you holding on to it? If it happens to be that you've just been sort of pretending that your past didn't happen, and that's why you're stuck in this sort of loop that you're in, well, maybe it's time to go back and work through those things so that you can move forward. Make sure you look for any sort of life lessons you can learn here. Like I said, understand what you've been through, understand how to avoid it in the future, and understand who you are as a result of it. I say all the time that I think people who have gone through what a lot of us have gone through end up sort of more evolved than the average person because we actually take the time to understand ourselves and get to know ourselves and learn what maybe allowed us to attract those people into our lives and maybe what it was about us that made us stay with those people as long as we did. Or if we're talking about a parent or someone that wasn't a choice for us, maybe we begin by rethinking everything. I know that when I went no contact with my narcissistic parent, I literally felt almost like I was starting over because I was suddenly everything I knew to be true wasn't as true as I thought it was. Suddenly I had to rethink everything. And that was both exhilarating and shocking. But ultimately, it brought me to this point where I understood myself on a level that was deeper than I could have imagined. And I was able to grow emotionally, psychologically, beyond a point that I thought that I could. Does that make sense? Do your best to stay positive, only positive self-talk. Staying focused on negativity and being cynical and being mean to yourself, that kind of stuff really puts you in a difficult position because it draws more negativity to you. So just think about that. Think about what you're saying. Think about what you're saying to yourself and recognize that that does have an effect on the outcome of whatever it is that you're trying to do. So if you stay focused on what you can control, stay focused on what you do want, you're already moving in the right direction. The next thing you want to do is just focus on the right now. Focus on what you have control of right now. That's a big deal. Be in the present. Be mindful. Take notice of the things around you, of the people around you, and be grateful for everything that you can, even if it's just the fact that you woke up in the morning. You know, like I always tell you, every day you should think of 10 things you're grateful for and 3 things you love about yourself. It makes a big difference in your entire vibration. If you find yourself still stuck, unable to move forward, try just kind of disconnecting for a while. You know, turn off your phone, maybe go outside and put your feet in the grass if it's not too cold. Do something to bring yourself some peace. Meditate in any way that works for you. Personally, I have a little trouble sitting there with my eyes closed and my fingers like this and meditating. I need to move. So what I do is I pop my earbuds in and I walk. Makes a huge difference, totally clears my head. Something to think about. It might be something else for you. Maybe you need to stand on your head or swim or take a shower. Meditation is not, there's no prescription for it. Everybody does it different. Meditation is about clearing your head and finding peace, finding calm, finding connection to something bigger than yourself. Just take some time away. Doesn't mean you have to go on a 60-day vacation or anything like that. It could simply be going out in your backyard and, you know, putting your feet in the grass or walking down your street or going to a local nail salon and get your toes done, whatever. Whatever it is for you. Find a way to disconnect from the chaos in your everyday life and just get some peace. Makes a big difference. Another thing that makes a huge difference is creating new traditions, making new memories. I know for a lot of us, we no longer have holidays with the same people because we went no contact with toxic people. Well, something that my family and I have done is we create new traditions for ourselves. We might not have the big family to have the big holidays with anymore, but we still do something special for ourselves. We have little new traditions. We create new memories. We create new ways of doing things. So think about that as you're moving forward, creating new memories, creating new traditions for you in your new life. Letting go of your past so that you can move forward and have an amazing new life might feel like a big job. It might feel a little painful sometimes. But the fact is, if you can do it, if you can let go, I'm not saying forget, I'm saying let it go, and you can move forward into a new experience that you yourself design, that you intentionally create, your life can be pretty freaking amazing. Yeah, it's going to take a little effort. It's going to take some focus. It's going to take some intention. But you can do this. You know you can. You have the power within you. I promise you, you do. If I can do it, anyone can do it. There is an amazing freedom that comes with it. When you do this, when you finally leave the past behind you, you're going to notice that your relationships improve. The people that are still in your life, it gets better. New, better people will come into your life because you will have made space for them. You will become more confident. You will see better results in your everyday life. In a future video, we're going to talk more about unconditional self-acceptance, which is also a big important part of this. Remember, the past is the past and we can't change it. But we can change what happens in the future. So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to move on. We're going to let go of the past, and we're going to leave it in the past so that we can have a shine, buzzy, bright, new, beautiful future. Sound good? If you think so, say yes in the comments below. And now I'm going to give you some homework. Grab your pen. Let's read the cards. First, we're going to start off with our dialectical behavior therapy skills card deck. And our card for today is a distress tolerance skill. And it is distract your thoughts. Okay? Get ready. Grab your pen. So it says, use creative thinking to distract yourself from current problems or painful memories. For example, observe the beauty of the world around you Count the colors you see or the sounds you hear. Pay attention to someone else or imagine your wildest fantasy coming true. Try it today. This is Pattern Interrupt, my friend. We've talked about this before. I'll leave a link for you right here to my video about Pattern Interrupt. And let's pull a card from this Super Attractor deck, which is an affirmation deck. So today's card, here it is, it gives us our affirmation for today. So grab your pen and write this down. It says, I choose to be a super attractor and have unwavering faith in the universe. Now you may also put God in place of the universe, depending on your personal beliefs. Let me say it one more time. I choose to be a super attractor and have unwavering faith. Sounds good, right? I have so much exciting stuff coming for you from Shine Buzz in this coming year. It's going to be amazing, and I can't wait for you to join me on the journey. I can't wait to hear what you think about our first episode of Shine Buzz. And just in case you aren't familiar with what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a Shine Buzz, take a look at the video I'm leaving right there, which I posted on Saturday, and that will give you a better idea of what I'm talking about here when I say Shine Buzz. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you struggled with letting go of the past and leaving it in the past? Are you struggling with it now? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I will see you on Tuesday for a live session. As always, thanks for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. One more thing. If you're enjoying Shine Buzz, if you want to see more of this, please give me a thumbs up and let me know in the comments below what your thoughts are and what topics you'd like to hear about in future episodes. I'll see you soon.